Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, everyone, and happy hump day. I'm Ben Roy Turner, joined by Josh Brown.
Hello, Ben Roy.
And Josh, we've got some Last of Us Part 3 news, because obviously Last of Us, the most beloved franchise on the internet right now, is going to get a Part 3. What do we have here, Josh?
Yeah, well, this comes by way of IGN, who picked up an interview that Neil Druckmann and Hallie Gross, the writers of The Last of Us Part 2, they were on the Script Apart podcast. And Neil Druckmann was essentially just talking quite candidly about his plans for The Last of Us Part 3. He said that there have been discussions internally within Naughty Dog about what they want to do with the franchise, whether they want to make a third game. And he also said that an outline has actually been written for a third game. So there is a story there in place. Obviously, it's not a full script, but, you know, it seems like they have an understanding of where they want to take this franchise in the future. I'll just go straight into a big quote at the minute before we move on. But he said, quote, "I don't know how much I want to reveal. Co-writer Hayley Gross and I did write an outline for a story that we're not making, but I hope one day it can see the light of day that explores a little bit of what happens after this game." And then he said, "We'll see." So essentially, you know, they've got this story ready to be made, but because Naughty Dog has so many projects that they want to put into production, and because, like Neil Druckmann acknowledges later on in the podcast, that it takes so long to make a Naughty Dog game, it's currently not in like active production, but the idea is there, and it's clear that, you know, he actually wants to do it, you know. And it also, I think an important thing to pick apart from that quote in particular is that it seems like it will be a direct sequel. You know, when The Last of Us 1 came out, we wondered what A Last of Us 2 might even be. Will it follow, you know, Ellie and Joel or whatever? And it seems like this is an indicator that, yeah, we're going to pick up immediately, or at least, you know, closely to the events of the second game, and follow characters, presumably like Ellie again, Abby, you know, the people, some of the people that were introduced in the second game.
Yeah, I'm happy that it would be a direct sequel, because I think at this point we would like more so want... I mean, trilogies are so like out the window these days. Like, we'd have the cinematic universe of The Last of Us, but I feel like tying off Ellie's story in some way, because the way it ended, like, you could always have more, obviously. Like, but then again, like, they say they've got the outline for the story that they're not making right now. But you go back to when Neil talks candidly about The Last of Us 2's development, where at one point Ellie... spoilers, The Last of Us 2! Ellie was gonna kill Abby, and it was just gonna be Ellie at the end and things like that. And Joel wasn't always gonna die so soon, I don't think, either. So things got moved around, and no doubt they will again as this I won't be playing this game until I'm about 36 or so. But it's weird because this is telling about something that's going on at Sony right now. I don't know if Naughty Dog have all the power, right? It seems like in the family of Sony Studios, and it feels like they're holding off a bit because other projects seem to not be getting greenlit. That's why they're taking on The Last of Us remake now, and it's the remake of the remakes for PS5. So in time with it, and Neil's also doing the HBO series, so that's another aspect that's all sort of coming into this. And are they going to do their other game, like this? Is it Starlight, the thing that was rumored?
Yeah, like the rumored sci-fi one. Yeah. So it seems like, you know, when it comes to like Naughty Dog's like output, like you said, you know, like they are apparently in pre-production on a bunch of different stuff. You know, the Bloomberg report from the other week that said that The Last of Us remake was in development. Like you said, that's partly because, you know, Naughty Dog don't have something in full production that everyone's working on. So The Last of Us remake thing is kind of to give people something to do while they come up with their next projects. And, you know, it's interesting that The Last Generation was the first time that we never saw a new IP from Naughty Dog. You know, we got Uncharted 4, we got Lost Legacy, we got The Last of Us 2, and we got The Last of Us Remastered. Like, they were all continuations of franchises, whereas previously they started something new which with each new console generation. So I wonder whether they're eager to do that first and then ultimately get around to The Last of Us, you know, whenever they can. Because I think The Last of Us is something that doesn't need, like, an immediate sequel. You know, there was a huge gap between Part 1 and Part 2, and you can imagine there's going to be something similar with the next game. Like, Druckmann even says, like, in the podcast again, that it took him 7 years to, you know, get The Last of Us Part 2 out, essentially. You know, that's how long he was thinking about it. That's how long the project was gestating for. And like you said, there were so many changes along the way in terms of the story, in terms of the structure, in terms of the themes of the game, and stuff like that, that, you know, Naughty Dog has plenty to do, and The Last of Us will always be there. But at least this indicates that it's a matter of, you know, when rather than if. Like, The Last of Us Part 3 will happen. It's just whether it happens in 4 years' time or whether it happens in 10 years' time, you know?
Yeah, and I think that they should probably do something new. And then to go back to The Last of Us Part 3, whether you can squeeze that in the next generation or not. Like, I feel like The Last of Us is like a game that finishes off a PlayStation generation now. And I feel like, there's going to be people that the discussion around The Last of Us is tainted forever, right? But there's going to be people around like that want The Last of Us. There's going to be people that don't want it. I am a person that can be like, I'm always going to want another Last of Us because I think this franchise has so much to offer in terms of they're not like the crown jewels of video game. Like, that's a bit too low pretentious, but it's kind of like they push the medium forward in some aspects. If it's not for graphically and like detail and storytelling, that has come at the expense of, like, say, crazy work hours before. So I guess like Naughty Dog has this generation to sort of like work around that and trying to get into more of like a something that doesn't burn people out either at the same time. But I think go to something new, get that going, and obviously, like, Neil is more the head of he's not exactly just like involved in just like game by game now. He's more an overarching sort of presence around Naughty Dog, as well as dealing with all these other hats. He likes to hold the hats. I think he's more hats than man now at this point. But yeah, I feel like do this new game, or like try and venture into something new, so that gets that criticism off your back.
Yeah,
after The Last of Us remake, of course, and then go back to The Last of Us Part 3. I think The Last of Us Part 3 is money that Jim Ryan will not let go unprinted at this point. So,
yeah, totally. And I mean, I think it does make sense that, like you said, The Last of Us HBO show is currently about to start production. Weirdly enough, I was reading an article on the TV show before this stuff dropped, so it's fitting quite nicely that starts production in July, and that wraps filming next June. So you can imagine that the show will come out at the very earliest, my God, I am mangling my words, at the very earliest late 2022, but probably more like, you know, mid-2023, maybe even late 2023. So I imagine they have The Last of Us remake primed, ready to kind of like sync with the TV show a little bit, and then The Last of Us 3 will come, you know, way later on down the line. Neil did kind of mention what form the next game will take. He said, quote, "We've now had two games that I feel speak to something universal as well as telling a very personal story for these characters. With one game, there's no pattern of what a franchise is. With two games, now there's starting to be a pattern. Now I feel like there are some structural and thematic themes that you have to stick to if you're making a third game." So obviously, you know, The Last of Us Part 2 was so controversial because it just didn't follow in the expected formula of a sequel. You know, it made radical changes to the structure, radical changes to the perspective of the characters. But it seems like now Neil sort of feels like the franchise has gotten into a flow. And I can imagine we'll see more of that going forward, because that's now almost like the franchise's signature, I guess, at this point.
It still feels weird to call The Last of Us a franchise. It's weird because it will soon be a franchise of Part 1 3 times, and then Part 2, and then eventually Part 3 in the show. But also, it's funny that HBO doing this again, they're picking up a series that isn't finished. And then what happens when they do all the other stuff? Do they make up their own Last of Us Part 3? Do they go, what direction do they go in? Like, how, you can probably get 3 seasons out of The Last of Us Part 2. Like, there's so much in that game.
I mean, yeah, not just to like make this whole Last of Us HBO speculation thing, but you're right. Like, we know that the first series is going to be based on the first game, but they're obviously going to include, you know, things we didn't see in between, like the time jumps between seasons, for instance. And then there's a big jump between Last of Us Part 1 and Last of Us Part 2 story. I think there's about 5 years. So maybe that could take up either episodes or another season. And like you said, like The Last of Us Part 2 itself could be multiple seasons of a TV show. So I feel like by the time maybe they get around to catching up with the story of Part 3, I wonder whether the show has synced or whether it's going to be a weird case, because this has happened occasionally in other mediums where we see elements of an unreleased version of The Last of Us Part 3 be using the show before it's using the game. Like you said, maybe Neil's like, well, I've got this story outline, it's not being a game yet, but maybe we push it over to, you know, the TV show and you can play around with that, and then I can get back to it eventually once Naughty Dog in 2035 decides that it's time for a proper follow-up.
Well, until then, that's The Last of Us here. We'll catch, we'll check back in when I'm 36 and Josh, you're 30. You're 27, probably. I don't know. Until then,
thanks, man.
I've been Ben Murray. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Murray Turner. Josh, where can they follow you?
Josh Broon with two R's.
And you can follow us all at W Culture Gaming. I don't mess that up anymore. And until next time, that's The Last of Us. Goodbye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.